Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the Jeter news. I mean, I grew up hating Derek Jeter and those Yankee dynasties. How much pain they caused me as a poor Mets fan watching the Yankees win year after year after year. But, you know, as I got older, I had a new appreciation and respect for Derek Jeter. And, you know, even watching the captain last year, I've always respected, I may have hated him, but I've always respected Jeter, the way he went about his business. I loved him during that show, The Captain, where we watched, what was it, last year, I guess last summer, on ESPN, where he got a behind-the-scenes look. I love his personality, his mentality, all those different things. And now I'm a little surprised that he's doing it, but I love that we're getting Derek Jeter in the studios for Fox doing these baseball games. A little weird, I think, that he's teaming up with A-Rod. Awkward. But more Jeter, I'm fine with that. And people are like, oh, who cares? Or he's not entertaining. Look, when Derek Jeter speaks, I listen. And I love to hear from him. Now, we got to see how he's going to do as a broadcaster. Who knows? By the way, it's such a sign of getting older. It's depressing. You know, Tom Brady's going to be in the booth soon. Tony Romo's in the booth, amongst others. But these are some big names that you remember watching vividly. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, A-Rod, like we watched these guys' entire career. I remember when they were rookies and watched them play, and now they're retired broadcasters and I'm an old man. But I love the news of Jeter being in the Fox studios. If you're Jeter, why though? You've got more than enough money. Why are you making the rounds? The social media stuff, like, do you really... And you really want that attention? Like, I thought Jeter didn't want to deal with that. Like, I guess the answer is, hey, you want to be home with, what does he have, two kids? What's the alternative? Just stay home and do nothing the rest of your life? Although, I'll tell you, after a week in Aruba, the idea of staying home and doing nothing. My wife was asking me the other day, as I was sitting there on the couch, you know, the day we got back, we got back Friday night, Saturday morning. She's like, what are you doing on your phone? You weren't on the phone the whole time in Aruba, which was great. What are you doing on your phone? I'm sitting on the couch, and I was legitimately looking up how to live in Hawaii. Is it possible to live in Hawaii? The answer is no, it's not. No, at least not for me. But man, it's just a different life. I get that wherever you go on vacation, you know, if I go live in Aruba, it's not going to be the same as it is on vacation. We have no responsibility, you know, other than paying your dinner bill or whatever it may be. But it's great to get away and do nothing. And Jeter can do whatever he wants. All the money in the world. And he wants back in. But good for him. El Capitan. Good for him being back in. And I'm excited for it. Now, does that mean I'm going to watch more Fox Studio analysis? Probably not. But I still am a fan of it. I'll watch the clips on Twitter.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.